You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. As you hear me so often say, it's great to have a friend in the studio. Today, that's certainly the case. Juliana Goswick is here from Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Juliana, this is a big time of year for you. A lot of things going on. But before we go any further, there were a couple of newspaper stories. You were listed as the top state charity by a national business website. Tell us all about that.
I know, such exciting news. I tell you, there was screams of joy in the office when we found out of this honor. It is business.org, and I encourage your listeners to go on that site and take a look. And it's this wonderful business website that really directs small businesses to invest wisely. It talks about their marketing, different investments, staff hiring, and along the lines, they also talk about the importance of investing in your own community mm-hmm. and where to put your dollars. And Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters was cited the top nonprofit in the state of Arizona, and it was based on low overhead, impact of program, transparency of budget, and really where we tell our donors and our investors, where we tell our investors where their hard-earned dollars go, mm-hmm. goes exactly to our program, and we create great impact in our own community and the lives of our children. Very proud of all the staff and board's vision that brought us here.
Well, and you're the executive director of YBBBS, right?
President and CEO, yes.
And it all flows from the top.
Well,
and it's a large part because of you.
Thank you. Long history, DJ, as
you've
you know.
You've been there a long time,
well,
haven't you?
Well, actually, long history for the organization, mm-hmm. almost 50 years.
Wow.
And I think it is truly an honor attributed to our donors who have invested many, many years, our board, the incredible board of directors and the vision that they've had. And I'm talking our board of directors years mm-hmm. ago, as well as the current trustees that we have and the hardworking, talented staff. It is a combined effort over time. Mm-hmm. So really, I think this honor is attributed to everyone in our community and our bigs. We can't do our work without our most amazing, wonderful volunteers.
You know, I interview a lot of educators, and almost every teacher will tell you one of the highlights of their careers is when they get a letter or a phone call from a former student saying, "This is how important you were to me at that time. I didn't quite realize it, but I sure do now as an adult." How often does that happen with your bigs getting comments like that and with your agency getting those comments?
I love those stories. Those are our local success stories. And it's wonderful. I know many former littles that live in our community. And I know many bigs that are called upon from time to time from their former littles that invite them to their weddings, you know, that telling them what's going on in their lives as professionals now, or where they're getting married and having a family, and they attribute being really good people. Oh, mm-hmm. I get teary sometimes with this. It's the phone calls to our bigs when they hear that their littles have become really good people, and it attributes to the time spent with them. I can't think of a more beautiful mission. That's so simple, mm-hmm. but the impact's so great.
And, you know, at that age, a lot of your littles are very vulnerable. They could very well go in the other direction, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a tough time for our children in general. And then when you have our children the majority, are living in poverty or below with no consistent role models in their life, families, you know, I think DJ, you and I spoke about when we grew up, our families were intact, usually in one place, and you were raised with grandparents and aunts and mm-hmm. uncles, and our families aren't like that anymore. Yeah. They're all over the country, and oftentimes one parent is raising them, and it's, or other than parent. We often spoke of our statistics nationally that 35% of our children are now being raised in the state of Arizona with other than parents, grandparents, family friends, aunts, uncles. And it's tough. Mm-hmm. It really is tough. And always much easier to do a job with two.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, I was at a shopping center the other day. I could have sworn I saw you and Chef Kevin Binkley there. I think Kevin was sharpening some chef's knives, and you may have been sharpening your scissors for a ribbon cutting. What's all that about?
You're so slick, DJ.
Oh, what a segue,
I just like listening to you and how you're going to get all
this
into it.
It all somehow comes full circle, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, we are very, very proud to announce that we are in Prescott Valley now. We have our third office. Our first office, of course, is in Prescott. The second is in the Verde Valley, Cottonwood. And we opened a third office, and the ribbon cutting is going to be Wednesday, August 29th at 2 p.m. And we have such a large area of growth in Prescott Valley. And in fact, we have 92 waiting littles just in Prescott Valley today. Mm-hmm. So the need is great. So that's where we thought we needed to be. We needed to be present in all these communities, but especially in Prescott Valley. There's great need. And in order to do that, we had to hire staff. And our women of influence actually invested in the growth of our agency. And we hired Juan Carlos Garcia, a match advisor. This office is in the heart of our Hispanic community. He is there building trust and better relations and building, hopefully with our mentors. We're trying to bring in bilingual mentors for these children as well. Mm-hmm. And in order to do it, of course, we also have to raise the funds. So we decided to do a new series called Big Bites for Our Littles. And we're getting 4-star James Beard award-winning chefs traveling to Prescott. They're bringing their brand and their unique style of cuisine, and they're cooking to benefit our littles. So you'll see this pop-up restaurant now quarterly, and our very first one is with Chef Kevin Binkley, 4-star chef that is a James Beard nominee, mm-hmm. and he cooks in Phoenix. So he's bringing his crew, his incredible brand of local-themed foods, and very small bite courses. Every night he usually serves about 30 people in a progressive dinner party fashion. Mm-hmm. They travel from room to room in his beautiful restaurant, and usually 26 to 30 courses of small bite, locally produced foods. So along with Kevin Binkley comes Slow Food Prescott, and the wonderful person there is Molly Beverly, and she's working with our local farmers and ranchers, and once again, really promoting our local food sources and vendors here, and that's what's going to be served.
I understand, too, Chris Heinrich, the food and beverage director at Talking Rock Ranch, has a hand in this.
Yes, Talking Rock has opened the doors, our very first pop-up. They've offered the beautiful Talking Rock, their staff, their kitchen. They opened the doors to their kitchen. And, in fact, Kevin Binkley's coming up on Friday, and hopefully we'll be able to stop by with the staff of Talking Rock to talk a little bit more of this event. It is happening September 11th. And because of Chef Binkley's very unique culinary style, we can only have seating for 60. So we are getting close to being sold out, but very proud of this as a way of really supporting the children in Prescott Valley and growth. We are growing by leaps and bounds, DJ. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what people can see when they access the azbigs.org webpage, some of the success stories they can see on there.
It all starts with the stories, doesn't it?
Yeah, it always does.
And the wonderful thing is, unfortunately, when I bring a story and we share a story, you can't see the beautiful faces of our children.
Yeah.
And those you can see on our website and on Facebook. Our marketing director, Robin Layton, does a great job. So you can visit our website, hear the stories, see the beautiful faces, and learn how you can be involved. One of the things I love most about Big Brothers Big Sisters is there's so many wonderful ways. You can come in, be an office volunteer. You can be an advocate of our work, knowing how many children are waiting in Prescott Valley and our general Quad City, Verde Valley communities. You can become a donor with tax credit, or you can become a volunteer, because we can't do this work without the people, the important people in our community who share time with a child.
And isn't Big Brothers Big Sisters also involved in an adjunct way with the Vuela tour coming to town?
Yes, and I hear you have special guests following me.
Oh, do we ever.
I can't wait. I'm going to be sitting outside listening.
Good, yeah.
Yes.
Gael Busuela, who is the headliner, the rocker, she will be here in the studio with Alan Hussein, who has put the entire tour together. So we'll be talking to them in just a couple of minutes. How can people learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, you can go on our website and you can get tickets for that event. Well, our tour is including a beautiful night, an evening in France at the most beautiful hotel, the Forest Villas Hotel. It's mm-hmm. going to be September 1st in the evening at about 5:30. You can come. You'll have a wonderful fashion show with the French Hen, and you'll have a different Market Square experience, just like the markets in France. There's going to be artists and different vendors, chocolatier, florist, all of our wonderful local community partners out recreating an evening in Paris, and, of course, the wonderful music of Paris, Paris wine, Paris food. It's going to be transformed at Forest Villas on September 1st. And you can get your tickets at the azbiggs.org website. But how wonderful she's here.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. We're very honored to have her. We're honored to have you, too. Thank you, Juliana Goswick, for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to learn more about the Vuela Tour coming to Prescott next week and its headliner, Gael Buswell, and, of course, Alan Hussey, who is the impresario behind the whole idea. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Integrity of your home's foundation is critical. Arizona soil conditions and moisture can heave or crack the slab, leading to structure issues. There are solutions, and Arizona Foundation Solutions will have some answers. People, places, and things, urban farming, and your home improvement questions await with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
On July 18th, a hailstorm hit Prescott Lakes Parkway, and almost every vehicle at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan was damaged. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. While the damage to our inventory was severe, we planned ahead with excellent insurance that covers loss due to hail. We have put up a 3,000-square-foot tent and have brought in 20 hail repair experts from around the country to fix our inventory. If you have a hail-damaged vehicle, bring it to Lamb Chevrolet. Nearly all of the damage is fixable, although there might be a few dings or scratches left on some vehicles. We are now starting the process of disposing of all of our hail-damaged inventory. Our insurance reimbursement will be massive, and that money is being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Hail sales are extremely rare in the car business, and now is your time to score a once-in-a-decade deal on a new or used vehicle. Our loss can be your gain. Vehicles with a ding or scratch left after repair will receive the biggest insurance reimbursement and will be discounted the most. Come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan and save huge on a hail-damaged vehicle.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on earth. Yours. Now you can get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. No deposit, no contract. Enjoy faster downloads, better streaming. Up to 100 megs, $45 a month for 6 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427 or visit CableOne.net today. Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:20. It's always a great kick in this job to have a very, very talented person who has all sorts of tremendous success to talk about. This one is worldwide. Gael Buswell, welcome to Q&A. We saw you here last year with the Vuela Tour 2017. You are the headliner for this year's tour. It was such a tremendous experience seeing you. Now, I know that you performed in several places in Prescott last year. You were at the Raven, and you were performing with Cheek Tones and some other bands. We saw you at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and what I always tell people is, and I mean this in the best possible way, you blew the roof off the joint. And that is the ultimate compliment. We just could not believe how great you and your band were. So tell us what you have been up to recently.
Recently? So, hey, everybody, first. Mm-hmm. And recently, what we did? My God, do you want this secret?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so we did the opening act for Ringo Starr last June.
Get out!
Shh. Oh. Yes, and it was awesome. I think that today, I think it's like a dream.
It has to be.
Always, day by day. Oh, my God, a dream, another dream, another dream. Ma, sure, we did sure. it.
I would say that it was a dream for Ringo Starr to play with Gael Buswell.
Right? I'm sure.
We just had so much fun last year with the Vuela Tour. We look so much forward to all of the performers and all of the venues again this year, the French food, art, culture, wine, Alan, Gael, of course, and all the other guests. So tell us, was this your first time in America last year?
Last year for music, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did a road trip. It was 3 years ago, and I crossed all the United States.
Really?
Yes, in 45 days.
Oh, my.
From Los Angeles until Montreal, so
oh,
more
my.
Than United
yeah.
States.
Sure.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
I'll bet you. I'll bet you.
And I really love this country. Mm-hmm. And so last year I was very, very proud and very happy to be here and play my music at mm-hmm. the Vuela Tour, thanks to Alain Housset.
Sure.
Because that means a lot for me, because I play American music in France.
Yes.
And so when you can play that music here, so that's awesome.
Sure. Awesome. Alain, tell us why you chose Gael for the Vuela Tour. Well, first of all, what does she mean in France? How is she received in France?
In France, Gael represents the American blues rock music. I mean, she really does. She's the new leader for that in every big French festival and for the international tours and the contest that she wins. And that's for the French people. And you know, there is something very amazing is that when big American artists, I mean, I won't talk again about ex-Beatle Ringo Starr. Yes, I just did.
yes.
But know that Gael opened also for the ZZ Top. She opened for Beth Hart. She opened for Johnny Lang for his French tour. And she does her own shows in big concert halls in Paris and all over France. Concerning myself, why did I choose her? Because just, you know me, the voyagers I'm bringing, whatever it is, music, art, food, wine, etc., I do it because I love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I the first time I heard and I saw some videos of Gael, I said, oh, wow. And I want her on the Vuela Tour. And I didn't know if I was able to convince her or to if I could afford her. And so I called her, contacted her on Messenger, and she responded very simply. And we met in Paris. We had a couple of burgers and beers. and after like 10 minutes, it was, yes, I will yes. do it, and I will help you and support you.
Yes.
And here we are for the second time.
Just wait until... Now, she has not seen the Prescott Elks Theater yet, right?
Nope.
Gael, just imagine if you were walking into a grand, elegant movie house opening day 1905. That's what this is like, because this great old movie house and theater and concert hall, it opened in 1905, and just a couple of years ago, it got completely restored to its original splendor. In fact, the ushers and the people working the night of the event, they are dressed in costumes from that era.
Wow.
So it's a grand performing place. It has a balcony coming down very close to the stage. The acoustics, the sound, very, very good. So you're going to really enjoy the Prescott Elks Theater. But you know what we enjoyed here Friday morning? Here in the Prescott area, we opened up our morning copy, the Friday newspaper of the Prescott Daily Courier, and they have a every Friday, they have a section they call Kudos, which is their entertainment news for the weekend. And look who is on.
Oh, my God!
Look who is on the cover. Look who is on the cover.
That's awesome.
What a wonderful picture.
I do know that girl. Wow.
That was quite a delight for all of us. So we were really thrilled to see that
because it
not only represents your talent, but it also gives front page coverage to what Alan has been working so hard for. Gail is fanning herself right now.
Yes.
What everyone's been working so hard for so long. And Alan, we were just tickled to death to see that picture on the front page of the Kudos section. And we are looking so forward to so many great events coming up in the next week, because you'll start here, I believe, is it Tuesday with the art gallery, with or is it Thursday?
Actually, there is an opening of the exhibition of Donna Carver Friday. And Eve Carey. They do an exhibition at Mountain Artist Guild and Gallery, and the opening is on actually this Friday. And but there won't be any music or anything else involved, but it will be a very nice French-American connection. Then we have this concert with Gael Buswell in electroacoustic, actually, at the Highland Center for Natural History, with a couple of animation, live action paintings, etc. And the real kickoff in town is again at Mountain Artist Guild and Gallery with the event with Donna Carver, and Caddy Joe will be performing, and there will be also action painting by Carolee, and he will be doing his action painting actually on the band of Gael Buswell, because he wants rock.
Yeah. Very well. And there's so much fun to be had in this, in so many great venues, including, like Alan said, the we're going to have the Highland Center for La France in the Forest, correct?
Yep. Yes.
We will have the street art exhibition at the Walmart on Gail Gardner on Tuesday.
Presented by Pepsi. Knockout Pepsi, Randy Berryman, one of our great sponsors.
Thank you, Randy, for that. And also, again, presented by Pepsi, the Vuela Tour Street Art on Wednesday from 3 to 5 at the Walmart at 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway. And it's just an amazing array of different kinds of French culture, art, music, food, wine, the whole bit. And we're going to have more to talk about, especially with Gael Buswell, because we want to find out where you learned all this great music. And we'll ask you that in just a couple of minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. More coming up with Gael and Alan.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 49th season with the thoroughly entertaining musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. A fly-by-night gambler attempts to woo a Salvation Army missioner for a $1,000 bet, and a beleaguered showgirl tries to hook her fiancé of 14 years. Come place your bets at the oldest, established, permanent floating crap game in New York. Guys and Dolls runs from September 13th through September 30th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. The Prescott area is using its groundwater too fast, but we can stop this. The best and cheapest way to guarantee plenty of water into the future is voluntary conservation. With incentives for desert landscaping and the use of rooftop rainwater, our limited water supply could last a very long time. This isn't hard to do, but we need leadership to make it happen.
Paid for by Ed Gogek, for state rep, authorized by Ed Gogek.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Residents and visitors in northern Arizona should be aware of potential measles exposure. There are currently no cases of measles in Arizona, but State Department of Health Services spokeswoman Kara Crist describes where potential exposure may have come from.
An out-of-state visitor with measles traveled through northern Arizona and was potentially contagious from August 6th to the 8th while they were visiting different locations.
Crist says because measles are highly contagious, azhelp.gov has a list of sites where the visitor traveled in Arizona.
We're warning the public if they were at the identified locations, they want to ensure that they've either had full vaccination series against measles or that they are watching out for signs and symptoms.
Measles symptoms include a high fever, red, watery eyes, a cough and runny nose, and a rash that's red, raised, and blotchy. If you think you've been infected, call your healthcare provider immediately. Two drivers are recovering from injuries suffered in a crash on Cornville Road.
At around 4:30 Thursday afternoon, 68-year-old Rimrock resident Susan Capone was attempting to enter Cornville Road from Monte Drive. When she pulled out, she was hit on the driver's side, causing her truck to flip. Capone claims she didn't see the approaching vehicle when entering the roadway. She was trapped inside and eventually removed by fire personnel. 70-year-old Constance Raynell, also from Rimrock, told Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies as she approached Amonte, Kavan's truck pulled out in front of her and collided with her SUV. Raynell stated she never had an opportunity to stop or get out of the way. Witnesses on scene said the driver of the truck was attempting some type of U-turn at Amonte. There were no signs of impairment from either driver. Both drivers were taken to Verde Valley Medical Center for treatment. The investigation remains active with possible prosecution under review involving Capon. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. A slight chance of storms today, increasing through Wednesday. 89 degrees today in the Prescott area with a low tonight of 64 and a high of 81 tomorrow. 102 degrees today in Cottonwood in the Verde Valley with a low tonight of 62 and a high tomorrow of 90. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Missy Townsend, Prescott High School Athletic Director. Prescott Unified School District is the place for you. We offer year-round opportunities for student-athletes with our full lineup of fall, winter, and spring sports. Our certified and experienced coaches work with our student-athletes to compete at the region and state levels. Whether it's in our intramural sports at Granite Mountain, taking part in one of the six sports programs at Mile High Middle School, or finding your place in one of the 19 different programs at Prescott High School, we want to see you be part of our tradition of excellence. Once a Badger, always a Badger.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, MCO, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs host the Angels Tuesday at 6. I am 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
We are back live at 2:35 with Gael Buswell. She is the headlining rocker for the Vuela Tour coming to Prescott next week. Gael, tell us, when you were growing up, when you were a little girl, whose music in France did you listen to?
In France?
In France.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Because I grew up with the music from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
But for the French artist...
Sure.
Maybe only, oh my God, Edith Piaf.
Okay, sure.
Yes, and Jacques Brel.
Mm-hmm.
And Serge Gainsbourg. Yeah. Yeah, only for the French part. Because I grew up with all the music from Janis Joplin, Joe Cocker, ZZ Top, Neil Young. So
and you performed with ZZ Top, didn't you?
Yeah, we did the opening act for ZZ Top. Yeah, it was awesome too.
And Johnny Lang.
And Johnny Lang, yes, because one of my biggest influence is Johnny Lang. When I was young, I said, oh my God, I want to do this job. I want to be a musician like Johnny Lang, Johnny Lang, Johnny Lang. And I was young. And one day I met him. It was an elevator in the festival.
Sure.
Just I was totally surprised. And a few years later, our booking agent called me and said, okay, are you ready to do all the opening act for Johnny Lang in France? And I said, oh, no. No, for sure. I say yes, because it was awesome. It was the best line, the first line on my bucket list. Yeah. So it was awesome for me.
Well, when Johnny Lang was 16, he was a star here.
Oh, my God.
He was touring concert halls in the U.S. at age 16.
Oh,
imagine that. Now, tell us, you mentioned some of the American music that influenced you. Tell us at what age, how old were you when people said, girl, you're good, you can sing?
Oh, my God, I don't remember because I think it's when I don't remember. Yeah, because
did you sing in church or school or anything?
I did a gospel school.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was awesome. But I always play at home and always play in different places in Paris at the beginning with few musicians. And day by day, stage by stage, I said, oh, my God, it's like adrenaline. And I say, I want to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was when I have 18, something like that, that someone said, okay, hey, girl, wake up, girl. Yeah. You have to do a musician. You have to play music. And so I start at this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking of playing music, tell us about your band.
My band is the best band of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I play with three musicians since a long time because I started my project. It was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I start to play with the guitarist. His name is Michel Benjeloun, and he's an awesome guitarist. You met him last year.
Yes.
He played with the Chic Tones at the Raven Cafe. And so I'm very happy to have this team because on the drum is my husband, Steve Belmont. He's here with us today.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's an amazing drummer because he played with lots of musicians like Lucky Peterson. And the Gypsy King.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yes, And he plays with me. plays with me. And the bass player is Xavier Zoli. He plays with lots of famous artists, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays with me since a few years ago. Yeah, something like that. So I'm very glad to have this team because it's like a family. So it's very important.
Yeah. Now, you have how many compact discs or CDs?
Oh, last year we released our third album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How hard is it to get a record deal with a record company? What do you have to do to get them to notice you to record you?
So we don't have a record company because we have our young record company.
Mm-hmm.
We did everything by ourselves, like an independent artist, because it's easier like that. And like that, we can do the music that we want to play.
Sure.
So, specifically in France, because Americana music is not very famous, but this is the music that we love.
Yeah.
So we want to defend this music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy to have this kind of choice to do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the break, you showed us a picture of you with Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Tell us what it was like to be on stage with Ringo Starr.
Oh, my God. I have the picture just in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And it was very funny because we were playing, we were doing our sound check, and someone is coming and just push my shoulder and say, hello. And I say, nothing. And I said, nothing. I was just, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It just said, oh, thank you for being here. And I said, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's you.
Sure.
Thank you. And it was awesome because it's a really nice guy, very funny guy. And we are very proud because this is managing the Ringo Starr management who choose us for this show. So it was awesome.
Sure.
It was on my bucket list because it was too awesome.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what it was like to be contacted by Ringo Starr's manager and told, we want you to open for us. What was that like?
We have a pretty cool booking agency in Paris, and they help us a lot. It's thanks to this booking agency that we played with Johnny Lang. And so these connections was thanks to this show with Johnny Lang that we arrived to that show with Ringo Starr.
Oh.
And it was funny because when we were at the Olympia, because the show was at the legendary Olympia in Paris, so Ringo Starr and Olympia was too awesome.
Yeah.
And the stage manager said, oh, I'm very happy that you be here because I know you, the team of Johnny Lang, talk about you.
Yeah.
So it was awesome, awesome. It's wow. And it was with Steve Lukather, too.
Oh, really?
And Greg Bissonette on the drum.
Yeah. Very, very nice, very nice. So you've already performed with Ringo Starr. What other big music stars would you love to perform with?
Steven Tyler. Yeah, Steven Tyler and Paul McCartney.
And you know what?
And other Beatles.
you know what's funny, Gael? Back in 2002 in my hometown of St. Louis, Paul McCartney played the show. He was 60 years old. He did 36 songs. And when his limo pulled up to the arena, he saw all the fans lined up outside, and he rolled down the window from the back seat and said, hi, everybody. Thank you for coming out tonight. And people were just going crazy.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he did 36 songs that night at the age of 60. And now he has a new album coming out, and I believe he's 75 or 76. And the funny thing is, he, as a Beatle, the Beatles did a song called Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Leave Me? When I'm 64, and now he's in his mid-70s. And it's funny because when we were very young, we would look at these pop stars and rock stars and go, oh, my gosh, they're almost going to be 30. Should we even listen to them anymore? And they're still drawing big crowds. And it's really great when you go to see a Paul McCartney, a Ringo Starr, a Steven Tyler, and you see parents and grandparents at the very same show. That has got to be tremendous.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned before that when you grew up, you listened to the music of Edith Piaf. One of my favorite actresses is Marion Cotillard, who won the Oscar for Best Actress for La Vie en Rose.
Yeah,
so that, oh, and didn't you show that movie last year here?
We're showing it tomorrow, actually, at the Sedona Film Festival, Mary D. Fisher Theater. Tomorrow at 3.
How about that?
Sedona, yeah. La Vie en Rose and then Moulin Rouge. And, you know, Belen La Parisienne will be singing on stage on the theater La Vie en Rose and a song from the original soundtrack of Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we do.
Well, of course, the biggest reason that Gael is here is for the wonderful music, and you have a tremendous concert coming up. You're going to be in a few different places while you're in Prescott, but Friday the 31st is the big one. Alan, tell us about that.
Well, yeah, this is the big one. I mean, you mentioned the Elks Theater. That is one of the most beautiful concert hall, historic concert hall that I have ever seen. And the look is beautiful. The sound is good. Teddy Leonard from Prescott Sound is going to take care of it. And people like Colette and Jennifer and everybody at the Elks is very supportive. So this concert is going to be awesome. I called it the concert of the year in Prescott. I don't mean anything bad for the overall concert, but this is really going to be unique and exceptional. Because we will have all the French performers playing on stage, like Caddy Joe, again, is a world awarded harmonica player. And we will have Belen Le Parisien singing with an accordionist, the kind of song like Brigitte Bardot, Edith Piaf, and her, sure. and her own songs. And we will have Manu Pribé singing, playing the piano and singing the songs from Charles Aznavour. And you will have Chris and Laura, our French badass. They mm-hmm. are back. And I know that you, Prescott, Daddy, you like them. They will be there to make you laugh. And they do good music. And this time I'm bringing two young talents. From France, Cheyenne. She has an amazing voice and personality. You're going to be amazed by her when she's on stage. She's incredible. And Francoeur, a Parisian singer, was this kind of big, like, voice, big, deep voice like this. Mm-hmm. And he's such a sweet guy and talented guy. Slim will be singing in a Lakota language. You know, he has a song like this. And we have the American guest that you people know, of course, the Chicktones.
Sure.
The Chicktones will open the second act, and they will be the link to Gail Buswell concert, because Michel Benjelloun is going to come and jam with Drew Hall, and then Drew Hall will come and play a couple of songs with Gail. So it's going to be awesome. It's really what Voila Tour is about, is sharing our culture. And when I have jam like that, I'm the most happiest producer in the world. And the world is basically France and Arizona.
Sure.
And Sugar and the Mint will be there. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud they accepted my proposition, because they are so young. They are as young as talented. You
yes.
see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I saw them, I'm like, wow. And you know that they won the contest in Telluride. Bluegrass Festival.
Yep.
That is something.
It's a big one.
And I got this young talent from France that I'm bringing on purpose for that, Swan Vaud, that is actually sponsored by a French company called Solibiada Informatic. Thanks to them for that. They paid his airfare. And Swan Vaud is 22 years old, 23, like Sugar and the Mint. He has the same talent and the same look. So they're going to jam together. It's going to be very special. And Tom Agostino from the
sure.
Frog Session will be there too. So when I say the concert of the year, I mean it. And if there is any seat left, even one, that will be one too much.
And it'll be a sold-out show.
Yeah, thank you.
It'll be well worth it, believe me. Gael, tell me what it's like, because everybody wants to be a rock star. Everybody grows up wanting to do what you're doing. What does it feel like when you're on stage and you can see the people swaying to your music, singing along with the song? How does that feel?
Oh, that's awesome, because I'm always surprised, because every time, every show is different. So that's why I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't describe that, because it's like when you go on stage and you see this crowd totally crazy about your music,
yeah.
and you have goosebumps. We say goosebumps?
Yeah, yeah. Goosebumps. Yeah,
goosebumps.
Perfect. Yeah.
So that's awesome, because I say, oh my God, I come here to play my music and I'm so surprised, mm-hmm. and I have these goosebumps all the time.
Sure.
So that's awesome. I can't mm-hmm. describe that, because it's too, wow.
Yeah.
This is a world. Wow.
Now you have been the headliner many times. You've also been the opening act.
Yeah.
Now when you open for another band, how does the audience react? Because sometimes they're there just for the headliner, mm-hmm. and they're kind of going, okay, come on. So, I mean, how have they treated yeah. you when you were the opening act?
It was awesome too, because
really?
All the time we had a very great audience.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were very surprised by us, mm. because
yeah.
it was, for Jolene, example, it was the same music, the same inspirations. And when I said that I was a big fan of Johnny Lang, the crowd was like that. Oh, my God,
sure.
we love you, girls.
Yeah, there you go.
If you were there, Alain.
If I may, well, exactly. I did a trip from my south of France to Paris for that. Mm. And I was in the audience at La Cigale, which is a very famous and also historic concert hall in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were here for Johnny Lang, and it was obvious. And Gail started playing, and she said that. And they listened, we listened to her. Mm-hmm. And by the end of her set, it was a standing ovation.
That's
and
wonderful.
It's very exceptional in France that a first set, first act artist get a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. I was so happy, I mean, for her. And,
well,
and
it gets a lot of new fans for you who may not have heard of you, but they went to see the headliner. They see you and they go, wow, we have to listen more to her. Now, the reason I ask you that question is because in America, there was a band that did a lot of opening acts. They were never the headliner, not one time. And every time they would open a show, the audience would go, okay, come on, you know what? You know how that goes, right? So he wrote a book. The name of the book is Get Off the Stage!
Oh, my God. Because, I need to read that book.
Because that's what he kept hearing.
But you know what? I was very scared when we did the opening act for Ringo Starr because I said, oh, my God, all the audience are a big fan of the Beatles, mm-hmm. and they are waiting for Ringo Starr, Steve Lukather, and I said, oh, my God, oh my god. And it was awesome because all the audience was very, very attentive about us. And I was so like that. Oh my God, look, first, second, third line. It was only a famous people.
Wow.
And I said, wow. Mm-hmm. It was awesome, but everybody was very attentive.
Yeah.
And at the end, it was awesome. So I'm very happy with that. Thank you.
We are so thankful that you joined us today on Q&A. We can't wait to see you perform next week here in Prescott in Voilature. And Alan, tell us the wonderful webpage you have put together where people can find all these events.
Yes, this webpage is very convenient because all the events are linked to the actual information and ticket sales. That's voilatouraz.com. Spell it VOILATOURAZ.com. Voilatouraz.com.
And we thank Gael Buswell. Did I pronounce your name correctly, Gael Buswell?
That's perfect.
Close enough? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And, of course, Alan Hussey, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, KQNA.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And just to review some of the events coming up on VuelaTourAZ.com on Friday the 24th. It's the French Connection, the fourth Friday art walk at the Mountain Artists Guild and Gallery. Sunday the 26th, La France in the Forest. Outdoor concert at the Highland Center with the Parisian band Gaël Boussuel, in addition to live art, animations, food, and wine. That's the Highland Center. Tuesday the 28th, the Voilatour Street Art Exhibition, presented by Knackered Pepsi at Walmart on Gail Gardner Way. Also on Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m., the French Connection Up Close and Personal, where you can meet Yves Carolee, Gaël, and harmonica, blues, and gypsy jazz master Cutty Joe. Also wines and French chefs tapenades available. That will be again at the Mountain Artists Guild and Gallery. Then at 7 to 10 p.m. at the Raven Cafe, Paris in Music and Movies, the rooftop screening of An American in Paris with Kristen Lowe, Francoeur, and Cheyenne performing on the first floor. Wednesday the 29th, a street tour exhibition presented by Pepsi featuring French artist Tessa from 3 to 5 at the Walmart at Highway 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway. And then from 7 to 10 p.m. Wednesday, La Guinguette at the Barley Hound, Marseille in Prescott. That's at the Barley Hound right behind the courthouse at 234 South Cortez. A lot of great performers and terrific food, wine, animations. Then on the 30th, there's going to be a lunchtime event at the Lazaria Med Spa at Gateway Mall with our friend Kira Gill. And then, of course, the big, huge concert, the VIP dinner, which is sold out, the concert, which is not, but you can still get tickets if you act quickly, at the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday the 31st. Do not miss that one. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming up at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me right back here Tuesday with my guests Carrie Barnes for the Chino Valley 5K Obstacle Mud Run, Tammy Niekamp for Little Shop of Horrors, taking the stage at the Elks, and local author Georgia Sparks. That is tomorrow at 2 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.